Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp very own podcast. My name is Maceo. I am your host, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. Happy 4th of July from Enchanted Hills Camp on our summertime fun podcast, Everything EHC. We are once again in the podcast room on the banks of the Wing Canyon stream pouring behind us down the canyon. And we have a very special guest with us here on the 4th of July from this session. Please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is John Cruiser.
John Cruiser, where are you from?
Hayward, California.
Do we lovingly call you the godfather up here?
Yes,
you,
we do.
You are the godfather of this session. We love having you. We're going to get to know John Cruiser in camp and outside of camp right now. This is a fun discussion with John Cruiser. Hey, you know what? Let's do a little shout out to all the staff here on the 4th of July who have been working so hard this week, the last couple of sessions. I love my team members. The staff here has just been great. Wouldn't you agree, John Cruiser?
Yes, I agree totally.
Totally. How about these Australian folks that are with us this summer?
I'm getting a kick out of it.
They're a good time, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're hard workers, and they like to have fun, which is a definite combination to have when you're up here at EHC. So, John Cruiser, what have you done this year here at Enchanted Hills Camp? Give us a little insight on what's going on.
Well, I've done pretty much every activity here.
You did? You've done them all? Yes. Archery? No? Yeah,
no, I haven't done that.
But bowling?
Yep, bowling.
Boating?
Boating, yep.
Swimming?
Yep.
Horses?
No, I don't do horses.
Oh, I don't do horses either.
No, I don't do horses. I don't do horses. Thank you. I've done solar cooking. I've done that a lot.
That's good. That's a good one. We've been in the OJ radio room.
Yeah, I love OJ radio.
Yeah. Today we are featuring Songs of America, Freedom. You know, Mellencamp, The Boss. We're going to do it all this afternoon on OJ Radio to celebrate the 4th of July. What is your favorite 4th of July barbecue food?
Mine is, let me see, barbecue ribs.
Barbecue ribs. I'm assuming pork ribs? Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Pork ribs.
Okay. And then you got a side that goes with that? Corn on the cob or broccoli? macaroni and cheese.
Corn on the cob.
All right, John Cruiser, tell us about what you got going on at home. What do you do for fun at home?
Oh, let me see. I read a lot. I do that.
Yep.
Watch the TV or watch different movies.
Yeah, and let's just go there. What do you what are you into? You like the sci-fi, don't you?
I love sci-fi.
We're into the sci-fi. John
yes.
Cruiser and I can talk some sci-fi.
I like Star Wars.
Yep.
Star Trek, all that good
stuff. Yep, yep. And you recently told me that you just moved out?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have my own apartment.
And that's pretty stoked. You're pretty stoked about that. I'm stoked
yes,
for you.
Yes, yep. I am. Yes.
Yeah. And how long you been able to be living on your own here?
I've been living on my own for a while, but I just moved out about 3 years out of my mom's home.
Nice, nice. And so, what are you doing for fun these days besides watching the TV and reading books? Do you go? You have a favorite place to eat? You go out? You have any functions?
I go out to eat once in a while, and I go out with family. Sometimes I see my friends.
Nice, nice.
Things like that.
Any highlights this summer at EHC for you? Anything that stands out?
I just like being with all my friends and helping people.
Yeah, yeah. You're an early riser.
Yes,
get down
I am.
For the coffee and
yes.
a lot of laughs, right?
Yes,
a
yes.
bunch of laughs. Lots
Definitely.
Of laughing.
Laughter
all
is
the
good
time.
Medicine.
Do you go home feeling like revived?
Yes.
Yeah, and better? Maybe a little tired, but
yes.
mentally revived.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and we always look forward to having you come back. Like, you were actually, in 2014,
yep.
During this session, you were actually my first camper as a counselor, you and yes. Miguel.
Yes, that's
shout
right.
Shout out to our friend Miguel.
That's right.
And you stay in what we call the lodge.
That's right.
And the lodge is different because it's a bunch of rooms with two two community bathrooms, a men and a women's bathroom. So it's like a big party up there, I've heard. Is this
yes, true?
True.
Yeah. That's true.
It seems like we have to tell the lodge people to quiet down a lot.
Yes,
up there.
We do.
All right. So my question is actually based on your history of coming to EHC. How long have you been coming?
35 years.
I notice you always are talking about some of the folks that you used to go to the California School for the Blind with are still coming here.
That is correct.
And that's how you guys pretty much stay in contact, probably, I assume, is through EHC. Is this true?
That is correct.
So we have Hector and Frank and some of these folks that you... in your age group that went to the school, and now you all connect here at EHC.
That's correct.
We had the legendary John Day a few podcasts ago. We always enjoy John Day. He is a legend here,
yes,
as well as you are. Do you have any early memories of EHC?
Just, you know, coming to camp and...
You were obviously, I mean, I'm just saying, a lot younger, I would imagine.
Yeah,
yes.
I was younger and brattier, as they say.
No.
You know.
Were you a good kid, Cruiser?
That was pretty, yeah, that was
pretty
good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
And you came with your brothers?
I come to camp before my brothers came.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So you have early memories of being a good kid at camp.
Yeah. Yes.
Somehow I believe that. Somehow I believe you were the good kid.
Yeah, you're correct.
Do the same things resonate for you from a youngster to now? That about EHC, it makes you feel the same way?
Yes, it makes me feel the same way all the time I come to camp.
Yeah, yeah. And that is just positivity and love and laughter.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. So... John Cruiser, I'm going to give you one last specific question to see if we can close out something really cool here for you. Okay, so I finally got a good question for you. Outside of Enchanted Hills Camp, if you could go anywhere and visit anywhere in the world, where would you like to go, John Cruiser?
Actually, I would like to go to Hawaii, maybe.
Hawaii. That is an excellent answer because everything in Hawaii is awesome. I've never been there. We've had a Hawaiian camper who tells us how awesome it is. Uh-huh. And I love Hawaiian pizza. So those are good reasons to go.
I love Hawaiian pizza.
good surf.
Yes.
We'll have to put that on our bucket list. Maybe we'll buy some tickets to Hawaii and take off. Another thing we could do is just start Enchanted Hills Camp in Hawaii.
That'd be good.
That would be good. Then we could go there to Hawaii.
Yes, definitely.
An Enchanted Hills Camp Part 2, Hawaii. Yeah, the island version. Okay, John Cruiser, that was an excellent answer. A great, great interview. Getting to know our campers, as always, is a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on Everything EHC. I hope your experience this year is as awesome as it has always been. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so EHC is? Do you know what
it is?
The
place to be.
Oh, there it is. EHC is the place to be. Thank you, John Cruiser. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Everything EHC. Our very first podcast here recorded right at Enchanted Hills. Thank you for listening, and happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy
4th of July. And thank you for listening, and we're signing off until next time, which will be very soon. Keep listening. We're just posting them all the time through the whole summer long. We got lots of things to continue to talk about, lots of things that's already been said. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC. Thank you, John Cruiser.
You're welcome.
You are the Godfather.